Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Oh, man.
Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Oh, man. Dad, what about me makes you proud?
And I have to answer that one?
Yes.
Just about everything that you do.
You're loving. You're funny. I could go on and on.
What makes me proud about you is you just being yourself.
I had trouble with alcohol. It was actually an intervention. Even with all the other people there, you were the real reason that I made the decision to go into the treatment center that I did. And thank you.
Thank you. You're helpful. Yeah. You forgot the funny part.
Your attention to hygiene.
Dad, I am grateful to you for choosing to stay when I was little. Mm-hmm. Why am I crying?
At the time when I'm graduating and I'm packing up and leaving, and it's really gonna hit me. And
Like, I think about a time when if you're not around, like, that would be awful. But, like, you're the person that would always laugh.
Dad, I'm grateful because we didn't know how long you were gonna be with us, so we're so happy that you're still here.
Dad, I'm proud of you for knowing that the most important thing was to just give your kids so much time.
I've always been impressed by you. You made it easy.
Thanks.
I miss having the chance to just check in with you. I miss your sketchbooks.
I love you.
I love you too.
You got it. We don't say it enough.
Hey.
I love you, Dad.
It doesn't compute until they're gone. So tell them now.
Sort of weird standing so close to you.
Power, no wisdom.
Welcome, everybody, to Whitby Online. It's so good to have you with us today. And, of course, today is Father's Day. And as you can see by our screen today, we're doing a little bit of a Zoom call with a great-grandfather, grandfather, and a father. And we're just going to do some interview questions, and then we're going to have a devotional from the great-grandfather of the group, Major Ted Percy, my dad, and Matt's grandfather and little Izzy's great-grandfather. And so I'm going to start off with some questions here, and I'm going to start with you, Matt, if you don't mind. If you can unmute yourself there, it's great. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your life, your interests, kind of what you do for a living.
Sure. Obviously my name is Matt. I am now coming up on, 38 soon. My wife and I are both mostly me, but my wife and I are both interested in board games, so much so that we've used them in ministry. So we have a ministry called Cardboard Koinonia, and we use board games as a means of bringing people together in fellowship. So that's what we do. And that's a big part of my interests there.
So that's basically part of your passion about that type of thing in ministry. That's great. What about you, Dad? Major Ted Percy, the senior member of the group today. Tell us a little about yourself and your life, your interests. What are you passionate about?
Well, that's interesting, Ken. Great question. How much time do I have? Oh, I know, not very much. So we'll be very careful with this. So, yes, I've had a great interest in a number of things over the years, primarily our ministry in the Salvation Army that has taken us across Canada and down through the States in Bermuda and England and a few other places, but greatly enjoyed ministry and some of the personal things that we have enjoyed over the years, of course, is traveling. And I enjoy painting. I have a great interest and love nature. So a lot of my artwork and painting has to do with nature. And we enjoy that. We've had 20 students in the past number of years in the art studio. And we always make sure that when we're involved in the painting in the studio, that we make it a ministry time where we have scripture and prayer that has to do with God's provision of nature. And so that's been very, very enjoyable. We've had a wonderful time.
I noticed, and I do have fond memories too of you enjoying, you and Mom enjoying nature on a two-wheeled vehicle of conveyance. You had a lot of interesting times on motorcycles over the years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that's interesting, Ken. When we were, back in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, years ago, we bought a Honda CB900 custom motorcycle, and we used it for a number of years and enjoyed traveling around Newfoundland and the Maritimes. And then eventually we were transferred to Alberta, so we shipped it to Alberta with us and traded it up to a Honda Goldwing. After we bought the Goldwing, we traveled all across Canada, up north to Vancouver and out to Vancouver Island and a few other places. We had a wonderful time on that motorcycle. And we were also involved with the motorcycle Christian group called CMA, Christian Motorcyclists Association. We were involved in that in a motorcycle ministry to other motorcyclists. And that was very, very enjoyable. And it's only in the recent years that we retired and sold our motorcycle from that ministry.
I remember that day. I heard you sold the motorcycle, and I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of fun times. I remember on that motorcycle with you driving through the rain and the storm going from Edmonton to Red Deer. And it was a real rainy, stormy time. Matt,
yes.
I understand, of course, by your picture there and your beautiful little daughter, you've recently become a father yourself. How's that working out for you? Are you getting any sleep?
Actually, getting a decent amount. I've been told that I shouldn't share it because of jealousy, but Izzy has been a very great sleeper. She has almost always slept right through the night and given us very little trouble.
That's wonderful.
She is now in her seventh month.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's been going great. She is great.
Where are you working right now, Matt? What do you do for a living?
Well, just like everyone else in the video, I'm sporting the red shield. I work for the territorial headquarters of the Salvation Army, and I'm in the supplies and purchasing department. So if anyone needs anything, I help supply it.
Shameful promotional work there, Matt. That's good. Talk to Matt if you need to order anything. I'm going to ask you this, Dad, about being a father. What does that mean for you, and how do you how does that intersect with your faith and fatherhood? How does that work out for you?
Well, that's a very, very interesting, loaded question, Ken, and I appreciate that very, very much. To me, fatherhood takes on quite a role. Personally, I have felt very, very honored over the years in realization that God has placed in my care children that I've had the great privilege of being father to. And to me, my faith and my fatherhood goes together in the fact that I appreciate my Lord, who gives me direction and who over the years has given me wonderful direction and guidance insofar as family living and sons and daughter is concerned. And so that dovetails completely with my ministry, my life as a father, and I feel extremely privileged as a father to now be not only a father, but a grandfather and a great grandfather that has brought me wonderful joys over the years. And I appreciate that so very, very much.
I always say I continue to look up to you, my dad, my father, as the example of a Christian gentleman. And I remember one time you said to me, as I was getting ready to enter the Salvation Army Training College for officership, how will I ever fill your shoes? And you said very wisely, you don't fill my shoes. I'm already in them. There's not enough room. You fill your own shoes. I always remember that. I always remember that.
It's so true.
That's true. Matt, over to you. The same question. How does your faith intersect with being a dad?
It's still very new to me. And because of that, I use God as an example of fatherhood, along with the two of you as well, and how he treats his children. Yeah, I'm still very new to it and still figuring out myself. But I hope that I can lead her and she will come to know Christ as well. And that the best I can do is give her the opportunity to get to know him and and give her the knowledge, any knowledge I have and wisdom I have.
Well, that's very true. It says, train up your children. The old Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, teach your children well, and you bring up your children in the ways of the Lord, and they will not soon forget it. And so we look at examples. I look at Dad as my example. If you look to me, I pity you. No, but no, you know, and we try to do the best for our children. We love our children. How do you balance, Matt? How do you balance everything in your life, your job, your family, your interests, your ministry, as far as cardboard koinonia, with your board gaming? And then how do you balance all of that with being a dad?
Well, it helps that she's only been around during these COVID times, and we haven't had opportunities for our ministry or to go out very often. So we've... those things have been cut off for us. But otherwise, we agreed very early on that we're not, or she's not going to be our world. She's coming into ours. And we're still going to live our life. She's just going to be a part of it all. So we've already played a lot of board games, and she's sat right there with us, trying to eat all the cards.
I've seen some of those pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, and then if we were watching a movie, she's sitting on our lap or playing with her toys until it's bedtime. And yeah, she's met a couple friends, and
she's part of the board gaming community, even at 7 months old.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for answering those questions. I do believe that, Dad, you've got a devotional on fatherhood and Father's Day that you would like to share with us today, and we'd love to hear from you. So if you want to share, bring us the word today.
Okay. I'm very pleased to do that, and I feel very honored and privileged to be able to share just a simple, short word of devotional for this Father's Day. I feel honored to do that, and am praising the Lord for the opportunity. I realize, of course, that we are living in an age of many and great wonderful privileges. And I think of what Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus when he said, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but to give them all encouragement and come alongside of them and be with them in that sense. And so I'm realizing, of course, with you all that we are living in an age of many, many different privileges all around the world. Wherever you go, whatever country you visit, there are various privileges. There is, for instance, there's the white privilege. There is the religious privilege. There's the gender privilege, and there is the heterosexual privilege, if you would, and there's the socioeconomic privilege, and on it goes. But you know, to me, one of the greatest privileges of all time is the privilege of fatherhood, to be able to appreciate and know the wonderful privilege of being a father. I recognize the fact that in order to be a great father or a real good father to your children, you must be in a position and willing to give the greatest gift to your children. And we all know that the greatest gift that you can give your children is the gift of yourself, to come alongside of them, to give them encouragement, to uphold them, to be with them in their aspirations, their goals, and their endeavors, to be alongside of them constantly with encouragement. That is of the utmost of importance to your children. And I am so in tune with that, to be sure that that happens. I am reminded again of the word of Paul, when he wrote to the church at Colossae, and he said at that time, fathers, do not provoke your children because it could possibly give them discouragement. And so we as fathers, we don't want to discourage our children. We want to encourage them, give them all the encouragement we possibly can. Whatever they're doing in life, we have to give them encouragement. Now, I want you to realize, of course, that as a father, a grandfather, now as a great-grandfather, I'm realizing that as we age and as children age, that ministry changes because children grow older. But you know something? I am convinced of the fact that regardless of a son or a daughter is 4 or 40 years of age, they can always do with encouragement. They all need encouragement. So I say to all the dads out there, let us get together and be sure that we give our children all the encouragement we can. And I would like to implore you all to realize the importance of children in our lives. For instance, I think of my wife Phyllis. If it were not for Phyllis, and if it were not for you, Ken, and if it were not for Donna and Matt and Candace, I would not be a dad, because God has revealed to us and allowed us to have you as our children, and that has made me a dad. And I am so very, very proud of that. So I would shout out to our wives, give them encouragement and appreciate them as well, because without them, we would not be fathers. For any dad who might be listening out there and who perhaps has had a strained relationship with a son or a daughter, this is a good time right now to recognize that and assure them of your love and to mend any relationship that might be necessary. I would implore you to do that. And may God bless you, everyone. I'm going to ask you to just have a little prayer with me at this moment. Shall we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, giver of all grace and wisdom, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, that all-prevenient grace. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who comes, guides, directs, and empowers, and uses us for your glory. Father, we pray for all the dads out there today, that there would be a revival in the hearts and souls of all fathers who are used by you to bring about a great relationship with each other and with their children. We ask it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Dad, thank you. I got goosebumps. Thank you so much for your devotion, your prayer. And thank you, Matt, for joining in. We love you so much. We love you, Dad. We love you, Matt. We love you, little Izzy.
Yes.
We love you. My friends, if you've joined us today, we're just so thankful that you've joined in. And if you'd like to find out more about what the Lord Jesus can do in your life, we'd love for you to connect with us. You can, by the screen up here or up there, connect with us. It's going to be sawhitby.ca. You can leave a confidential email. You can phone us. The number's there. We'd love to pray for you. We'd love to pray with you. My friends, God bless you and have a wonderful day.